A civil rights activist voiced concerns to city councilors in Springfield, Massachusetts Monday that two qualified minority candidates had been passed over during the selection of the city's next fire commissioner. The claim was rebutted by the administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno. Bishop Talbert Swan, the president of the Springfield chapter of the NAACP, said the hiring of Bernard B.J. Calvey as fire commissioner continues what he claims is a history of racial disparity in the city's fire department that is particularly acute in the higher ranks.
I think the city missed out on a golden opportunity to make history in terms of having the first fire commissioner of color in the history of the city of Springfield. I think we're far behind the curve when it comes to that.
Swan, first in a letter to Mayor Sarno and again at Monday night's council meeting, asserted that two Springfield Fire Department supervisors, one Hispanic and the other African American, are more qualified to be the city's next fire commissioner than Calvey, a white deputy chief from the Agawam Fire Department.
Both of those individuals had educational and experiential qualifications that in most estimations superseded that of the candidate, of the successful candidate who was hired.
The mayor's office released a copy of a letter Sarno sent to Swan in which the mayor flatly denied any racial bias in the hiring of the fire commissioner. Swan brought his concerns to the full city council, which met as a committee of the whole where no votes can be taken.
It's really at the discretion of the mayor, but I think the council can register its concerns. It can use its bully pulpit to speak to the issue, and I think that they should.
City Council President Orlando Ramos said Swan raised some valid concerns, but City Councilor Tom Ash, the longtime chairman of the council's Public Safety Committee, said he supports the hiring of Calvey as the next head of the fire department.
I hope that all of our departments are acting in accordance with the rule of law, and that race doesn't ever come up as a problem in the city. And I don't see that it was in this particular instance. I'm confident that that our people who did the vetting did a good job of it, and we have the best candidate available.
Human Resources Director William Mahoney told councilors that a nationwide search for a fire commissioner launched earlier this year produced almost 40 applicants. The search was narrowed to 6 finalists, 2 current employees of the Springfield Fire Department, and 4 who were not. The finalists were interviewed by a review committee consisting of Sarno, Mahoney, the mayor's chief of staff, Denise Jordan, and the city's chief administration and finance officer, T.J. Plant.
We conducted 6 interviews on October 4th, 2017, and we arrived at the candidate, Deputy Chief Calvey from Agawam, as our candidate.
Sarno announced the selection of Calvey on October 26th and said he'd signed a 5-year contract. His term as fire commissioner begins on January 28th, 2018. The search for a new fire commissioner was launched after Sarno announced in January that he would not reappoint Fire Commissioner Joseph Conant. Sarno never offered a public reason, but earlier the mayor had criticized Conant for failing to discipline a deputy fire chief over a disputed residency requirement. A lawsuit has been filed against the city by a black fire captain who claims his bids for promotion have been blocked. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.